I would like to thank everyone for giving me this blessing today. May God, through His prayers, grant us all the word of wisdom. We all know, or most of us know, that at workplace we do something that's called appraisal, or annual self-assessment, in which each one assesses his performance throughout the year. Unfortunately, we don't do that much in our spiritual life, and which is embarrassing. The most thing in our life is to reach heaven. So the spiritual aspect of our life is sometimes neglected. So we want to talk today about, through the miracle that our Lord performed, about the spiritual growth and the spiritual depth specifically. So the miracle that our Lord did today was at the Lake of Gennesaret. There are two miracles done in the same place. It's mentioned in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 21, about the Sea of Tiberias. They are both the same. So that lake runs from the Jordan River and ends at the Dead Sea. It is the same place, but two different miracles. And it has some significance. We'll just think about a couple of these. First thing, this miracle has two boats, while the one at the end of the Gospel of St. John has one boat. This miracle did not specify the number of fish caught. The one in the Gospel of St. John says 153 specifically. Why is that? It shows that after resurrection and after the work of God, our Lord Jesus on the cross, He unified all in one. The two boats resemble the Jews and the Gentiles. Both were unified in one. Also, there was a lots of fish in the first net caught, but not all of them were saved. But those who reached, or who would reach heaven, like that number 153 resembles, those are counted, each one by his name and each one by her name. So we'll talk today quickly. I'm just going to remind you with the miracle. What happened is St. Peter, he was a fisherman, and he has his co-workers with him. And they tried the whole night, and they couldn't catch any fish. So our Lord here intervened. He tried to get him and help him out. So first he asked him to let him into his boat so that he would be able to sit in the boat and give a sermon to the multitude who were on the shore, so that he would be better seen and they could all of them see him when he takes some steps with the boat into the water. So, and then after he finished, he asked Peter to get into or launch out into the deep. And then he said to him, throw the net there. Of course, St. Peter was hesitant, but he obeyed our Lord and he got a large number of fish. And even they could not, or the boats were about to sink. So they signaled to the other disciples, they came and helped him. And then what happened, that he confessed that he is a sinner and he's not worthy to have our Lord stay in his boat. And after that, even they left everything and forsook all and followed Jesus. So we'll talk today about five stages of the miracle. And that resembles our spiritual, or going, us going towards more spiritual depth with our Lord Jesus. So the first part is at the shoreline. Second part would be put out a little from the land. Third one will be launch out into the deep. And the fourth will be, from now on, you will catch men. And finally, they forsook all and followed him. So these are the stages of our going, us going towards more spiritual depth, closer to Christ. First one, at the shoreline. That's where we don't want to stand at. The shoreline is the start. We don't want to keep there all the time. So the first step to be taken is to get closer to God. So just step out of our comfort zone. You see, the first step is very essential. And when you take this step, all other steps will follow. The Gospel of Matthew today talked about the Marys, how they went to anoint the Lord Jesus in the tomb. And they thought of one thing: who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us? They thought about this. If they stopped at this stage, they wouldn't have done nothing. But they said, okay, let's go and see what's going to happen. And then it was actually rolled away. So us taking the first step is the first, is very the most important part. You see, the verse says, but the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets, gone from the boats. So they were gone out of the boats, and they were totally exhausted. They spent the whole night trying, and they physically and emotionally exhausted, psychologically, and that's the end of it for them. So they might be doing this in the wrong way. So sometimes we come to church, which is good, but sometimes we do it in the wrong way. We just do it as a routine. Can you hear me? We do it as a routine, so we might not be doing it the right way, so that's why it might not be fruitful. And the gospel says, or the psalm says, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. So it's not just about coming to church, it's coming for a reason, that I want to come closer to God. If that aim or that goal is in my mind, I will be better, of course. So towards spiritual depth, what's towards spiritual depth? It's clear from the miracle that there are a lot of people who are at the shoreline. Moving out or away from that shoreline, the comfort zone, God wants us to break that comfort zone and then move forward towards Him. And this is the first step that we all wanted to take. Until when, this is a question for each one of us. Till when we will still stay still at the shoreline with all the others? Peter went further, closer to God, and then he launched out into the deep. We hear and we read about in the Syrian about a lot of saints that went into more depth with Christ. Are we going to stay at the shoreline all the time? So the first step is the shoreline where we should not be staying at. Second step, or second stage, is put out a little from the land. This is what happened. Our Lord Jesus, it says in verse 3, He got into one of the boats, that which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. First thing God wanted to enter to our life. He doesn't just want to be the God of Sunday or the God of the weekend, then we come to church. He wanted to be in our life in every step. So He wanted to be with us into our boat, at work, at school, at home, and in every place. If not, then we're not getting closer to Him. But do we accept Him that way or not? And that's the personal relationship that we wanted to have with Christ, so that we get closer, we get more in depth. If you don't live with God the whole week, you can't really benefit much only on a weekend. So when He asked Him to put out a little from the land, it's a call for us to spend some quiet time with God. We need to set some time with God and letting Him be in our boat and spend time with Him. And that's when the change will start happening. Without that, it wouldn't. Another point here is more important than, you see, when you get a little away further from the shoreline, when you look back to the shore, you might not be seeing everything with the same size. Things get smaller. So when you go away with your mind and think more about the heaven, you find the earth getting smaller and smaller. And if you're more involved in the earth, you find that heaven is far away. So that's the point of it. You want to spend some spiritual time with God, so everything else will get little and little in front of our eyes. One important thing here is the Word of God. So the Word of God is the core and the key for our spiritual growth and getting closer to God. And this is apparently what happened with Peter. And our Lord, He stayed in His boat. So Peter, even he wanted or he didn't want, he was hearing the Lord giving the sermon, speaking to the crowd. So that word, that the Lord spoke to Peter, changed him. It made some changes in his heart. It says that he sat down and taught the multitude from the boat. So the Word of God is able to change us. But if we don't give it the chance, so then how will it be changed? And if we give it just a few minutes every now and then, so it wouldn't be much change. As much as we give more time to God and His Word, we get the change. One thing here that our Lord says, or the Gospel says, that He stayed in the boat or went into the boat. So God teaches us from the boat. What is the boat? The boat is the church. One of the symbols for the church is the boat, like Noah's Ark, and where God is giving us the teachings. So if you want to learn about God, you want to come to church, and then you learn more about God. So again, the world offers different thoughts and different concepts, a lot of things. How could we change that? We need the thoughts of God. We need the Word of God. So that's why through the Word of God, our thoughts and our intentions, everything will be changed. And remember that the Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. So it's able to change us. So we talked about the shoreline, first phase. We want to leave that. And then to go to next. The second one is to put a little from the land. Put away a little from the land. Third one, which is the third step, is more important. Launch out into the deep. Our Lord told Peter after that, after he listened to his sermon, he was sure that he had some changes taken in his heart. He said out to him, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. So that's the more depth. When we get to more depth, we will get more fruits, more spiritual fruits. But faith in God is important here. So do you think Peter went by faith or went by logic? When he listened, he actually threw the net. But do you think he went by faith or by logic? Here is what he says. Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. It was against the logic, but why? Thing is, you know that, or those who know about fishing is best done at night before sun comes out. When the light comes, the fish kind of disappears. And it's better done at the shore or in the shallow places, not in the deep. So our Lord says, okay, now I want you to go into the deep, in the depth. And it was in the day at that time, maybe in the afternoon. So it's not really logic. Some person like Peter knows much about fishing. I said, okay, it doesn't make sense. But he says, according to your word, I'll let down the net. So is God our master? He says to him, master, is he the master? Is he the one that says something? We'll listen to him or not? If not, then we're not getting any closer, not getting any more spiritual towards God. One important thing here is that we cannot see the results unless we listen first. I mean, we listen to the word of God and cooperate with what he says. Then you'll see the results. And Peter would never gonna got that much of fish unless he listened. Even it was not logic and rational. But he said, okay, you know, according to what I would do, let the net. So it says that's why when he listened, when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish and their net was breaking to that extent. Now God is rich and actually he could give us even more than what we think and what we ask. The Bible says he's able to exceedingly abundantly above all what we ask or think according to the word of the power that works in us. So he could give us more, but it depends how much you want. So he is rich, he has all the gifts. But it depends how much you open your hands, and how much you ask, and then you get back. But a question here, why didn't the Lord just perform the miracle at the shore? It was just easy. I'll make Peter happy rather than all that time spent. What do you think? One thing here is that I have to do my part. So our Lord says, okay, you go into the deep, launch out into the deep, do your part, and I'm going to do the big part. So that's remind us with the grace of God that works through the strife or the struggle that I do. So if I don't do my part, God would not do his part. So we want to cooperate in this all together. A very important part here about launching into the deep is the scale of spirituality is based on the depth. How you measure your spirituality, measure it through the depth. Two things to think about. How much you put your heart in the things spiritually that you do. And that includes the love. So do you love God? So that's why you come to church. Do you love God? So that's why you read the Bible. So how much you put your heart into it is very important. God wants your heart more than the effort, more than the time, more than the words, more than the money. He wants your heart. He says, son, give me your heart. And the mind is number two. And we need to put our mind in what we do spiritually so that we could grow. We need to focus more. So we talked about at the shoreline and how we have to move forward from that, put up the litter from the land, and then how we need to spend some quiet time with God, launch out into the deep, and that way we get closer to God, and then we'll get more blessings. The last two are, I'm going to go through these in a few minutes. For now on you shall catch men, and then finally they forsook all and followed him. I'm going to speak this part in Arabic. So, فآخر نقطتين اللي هي من الآن تصطاد الناس وبعد كده ان هما تركوا كل شيء وتابعوه. نلاحظ ان هنا لما السيد المسيح عمل المعجزة دهية هما ابتدوا يتغيروا. هما قالوا يعني بيتر بالذات قال انا مش هاخد البركة دي لوحدي. فأشاروا الى شركائهم الذين في السفينة الاخرى عشان يجوا ياخدوا البركة ويساعدوه. فالإنسان اللي بيقرب من ربنا بيخش للعمق الروحي بيبقى عايز إن هو يخلي الناس كلها تقرب من ربنا. فالموضوع ده فيه عطاء أكثر من الأخذ، يعني فيه محبة للناس. فاللي بيقرب من ربنا عايز كل الناس تقرب من ربنا، فهم طلبوا الناس يشاركوهم في البركة دهية. نقطة كمان مهمة لما يقول الإنجيل هنا يقول لما بطرس سمعان بطرس رأى هذا خر عند قدمي يسوع ركبتي يسوع وقال له اخرج من سفينتي يا رب لاني رجل خاطئ. اللي حصل ان بطرس عمل حاجه بوزيتيف، عمل حاجه كويسه، فالنيجاتيف راح لوحده. احنا ساعات نركز على السلبيات، انا عايز ابطل دي، عايز ابطل دي، وعايز ابطل دي، ساعات بتبقى صعبه. يجوز الاسهل او الاحسن نمشي الاثنين سوا، بس ممكن نركز اكتر على الحاجات الايجابيه. لو انا اركز اصلي اكتر، اركز انا اقرا انجيل اكتر، اروح الكنيسه اكتر، النيجاتيف لوحده هيروح. فبالتالي لما ربنا او بطرس تجاوب مع ربنا وقرب منه ووافق انه يخش المركب ووافق انه يخش لجوه، عمل حاجات حلوه كتير، حس في الاخر ايه ده انا خاطئ، انا عايز ابطل دي ودي ودي، لوحدها تروح. فبلاش نركز دايما على النيجاتيفز، خلينا نركز كمان نعمل حاجه بوزيتيف. حاجه مهمه بطرس عملها طبعا الدافع الثاني للتوبه لما حس ببركه ربنا. احنا لو فكرنا في الحاجات اللي ربنا بيديها لنا، الحاجات البركات الكتير اللي بيديها لنا دي، هتبقى دافع علينا ان احنا نقدم توبه لربنا ويبقى فيها نوع من التواضع زي ما بطرس عمل. احنا محتاجين نعمه ربنا في التوبه. فساعات في برضو غلطه كتير من الناس ممكن يكونوا بيقعوا فيها، يقولك انا مش هاجي الكنيسه الا لما ابقى كويس، لما باجي كويس، لما ابقى كويس ابقى ابتدي اقرب من ربنا. طب ما انا ابقى كويس ازاي من غير ربنا؟ فطبيعي ان الواحد محتاج نعمة ربنا. فانا اقول له يا رب انت عارف ان انا وحش، طب ما انت تساعدني ابقى كويس. عشان كده احنا لما بنيجي في القداس مثلا في جملة جميلة بنقولها، ما بنقول لك رحمتك يا رب وليس خطايانا. يعني انا جاي لك مش عشان انا كويس، بس انا عشان رحمتك. خلاص هو يا ربنا هيقبل بموجب الرحمة مش بموجب ان انا كويس. فدي بتبقى خدعة ان الواحد يقول لك ابقى كويس وبعدين ابقى اجي القداس. لا ما طبعا دي الحقيقة بتبقى خدعة. عشان كده في أرمية يقول توبني يا رب فأتوب فأنك أنت هو الرب إلهي. الحاجة اللي بعد كده هوت ان ربنا طبعا قال له انت بقى من الآن تصطاد الناس. ده بقى نوع من العمق الروحي زيادة كمان، بيقرب من ربنا، بعد عن الشط، قرب من ربنا، دخل مع السفينة، قضى وقت جوه، دخل العمق، يبتدي بقى ان هو يكلم الناس عن ربنا ويحبب الناس في ربنا. النقطة الأخيرة، ترك كل شيء وتبعه. هو الحقيقة ربنا يسوع ما طلبش منهم كده، بس هي جات أوتوماتيك، يعني ان هي كل خطوة زي ما احنا بنقول بتسلم للي وراها. ف يعني كل ما هنقرب من ربنا وكل ما ننمو في العلاقة مع ربنا ونقرب منه أكتر، هنبتدي إن إحنا نلاقي حاجات قالنا طب أنا مش عايز الحكاية دي، أنا مش عايز الموضوع ده، فيبتدي إن الواحد يسيب. فهنا الواحد يطلب أولا زي ما الكتاب المقدس يقول اطلبوا أولا ملكوت الله وبره هذه كلها تزاد لكم. بطرس جرب نعمة ربنا إن هي يعني في دقيقة جاب له كل السمك اللي هو كان عايزه، وفي الآخر قال لك لا طب خلاص أنا مش عايز دي كمان. فبالتالي احنا لو طلبنا السماء الحاجات كلها تانية هتيجي. لو عاد تجري ورا كل حاجة ولا السماء هتيجي ولا الحاجات التانية هتيجي. فخلينا نركز في الأهمية. برضو نقطة مهمة هنا إن العام الشغل مع ربنا أحسن كتير من الشغل بر. يعني طبعا مش معنى كده مش هنشتغل، لا هنشتغل، بس هنا بطرس اكتشف لا ده أنا أشتغل مع المسيح، ده أنا هبني ملكوت السماوات، ده ليها بركة كبيرة، فبالتالي أركز في دي كمان طبعا يعني، وخلي ربنا يبقى معايا في الشغل زي ما قلنا النقطة اللي قبل كده، نخلي ربنا جوه السفينة معايا في الشغل ومعايا في الدراسة وفي كل الوقت. بس هنا الحقيقة بطرس وصل لمرحلة قال لك لا ده أنا عايز أركز في الحتة دي. فإحنا ممكن نكرس وقت ربنا، يعني إيه اللي إحنا مستعدين نسيب ربنا؟ يمكن مش كلنا لازم نسيب كل حاجة، ولكن ممكن كلنا لازم هنسيب حاجة، مش كل حاجة بس لازم حاجة. ممكن أسيب شوية وقت ربنا، هو مش هسيبه، هو أنا اللي هاخده في الآخر الحقيقة، إحنا لا نستفاد بيه وهو ده اللي هيبقى الريورد في السماء. فإحنا قد إيه هنسيب لربنا؟ وعايز أقول حاجة قول كده القديس يعني يوحنا ذهبي الفم بيفكر في بطرس كده، قال أنت سبت حاجات بس خدت حاجات أكثر، فبيقول له كده يعني اخبروني أو اخبرني ماذا ترك بطرس، يعني شبكة متقطعة وعصا وسنارة، بس خد إيه بقى في الآخر؟ خد مفاتيح السماء وخد مجد في السماء وعلى الأرض. نفتكر ان احنا محتاجين ان احنا نقرب خطوة بخطوة لربنا يوم بعد يوم وخطوة بخطوة. Just to sum up, we talked about 5 points. First one is at the shoreline, how to get step out of your comfort zone, get closer to God. A second we said to put a little away from the land. نبتدي نقضي وقت شوية مع ربنا، quiet time مع ربنا، وقت خلوة مع ربنا. And then launch out into the deep. ده هنا بقى هناخد بركات أكتر وندوق من ربنا أكتر. بس لازم الحاجة اللي هعملها روحية تكون بالقلب وفي نفس الوقت يعني I have يعني my mind set on it, my heart and my mind. بعد كده هو ربنا هيكبر بيا حتة بحتة. Once by well, step by step, he will let me catch men, like work and help him in gathering his sons and daughters. And finally, forsook all, I have to leave something for God. I have to sacrifice something, some time, some effort for the glory of God. وإلا هنا كل مجد وكرامة من الآن وإلى الأبد.